This is Ben Jensen here from KFRM 550 AM. I'm currently talking to Alan Huber. He works as sprayer technology lead for Precision Planting. So we've been talking about how precision technology is starting to come into the sprayer market and how Precision Planting is implementing that in some of their different technologies that they're giving or selling to growers. So Alan, can you explain some of the new technologies that are coming out and how producers are going to be able to utilize that?
Sure, absolutely. So the three products that we're really showcasing here are Reclaim, which is an aftermarket recirculation outfit for your sprayer. So I want to put this on any boom and allow someone to better handle the products that are in their lines. So reclaiming what they currently have back to the tank, whether it's to prime that boom at the start of the day, to recirculate things to keep ourselves from getting hot, or to rinse things out when I'm switching between products. The second two pieces of technology are going to be Symphony, which is our PWM system. So taking control of the nozzle, separating pressure and rate control, giving ourselves better control across that boom. And then the third one here is the Vision camera system that is allowing us to really start to augment and complement what Symphony is doing. So identifying weed pressure, identifying that crop, allowing us to start talking about things like variable rate, target spraying, things like that.
So what are some of the main advantages of using this and compared to other sprayers? Like, is it just significantly less per volume liquid used? You don't have to refill as much, or what are some of the main advantages?
Yeah, so Symphony by itself, there's a huge improvement there in the fact that, again, by taking control of my rate with a duty cycle, I can set my physical nozzle up for the spray pattern I want, the droplet size I want, and maintain that appropriate pressure. So we're controlling pressure in the boom independently from my actual rate control. So now as I start to talk about, you know, increasing speeds, if I go from 8 miles an hour to 16 miles an hour, that's a huge change in pressure on a traditional system. On a PWM system, my duty cycle can allow that rate change to happen without impacting my droplet size. I maintain the same pressure all the way through that speed change. By having that rate change happen at the nozzle, now I can start talking about better swath control, better turn compensation, things like that, where, you know, 120-foot boom, as I go around a corner, there's a huge rate change on the inside compared to the outside. As I start going through waterways or point rows, things like that where swath plays into it, a PWM valve is able to control that swath at the nozzle as opposed to at a section-controlled valve. So Symphony on its own is the standard of technology on a sprayer that we're looking for now. And Precision's looking at that from a retrofit perspective. Whether I've got a pull-type sprayer or a large self-propelled, I've focused on the customer that wants that better technology on the current hardware that he has already. He already has the frame, he already has the machinery to pull that or to self-propel that, but maybe they're looking for better control at the nozzles. That's where Symphony really plays in. Additionally, that control is happening through our 2020, and so I've got better visuals. I've got the 2020 experience in the cab for what's happening in real time. Diagnostics are a huge thing. We live in agriculture, we break things, stuff wears out, it's a very abusive environment. And so using that 2020 to give me good insights into what's happening on each nozzle, I can make real-time decisions on how am I going to change what's happening, how am I going to make sure that my maintenance is up to snuff, stuff like that. So that's where Symphony really, really kind of stands out. As I start to then talk about our Vision technology, you know, adding that in, Vision really starts to allow Symphony to do even more. We're using that camera for row guidance. I can use that camera for crop scouting. Those are really awesome things. I can also start to use that camera to augment real-time control of my rates of weed pressure and start to talk about targeted spraying. Now, that technology is really exciting, and we're beta testing that throughout the U.S. right now. So both Symphony and Vision are in beta. We're running several dozen sprayers throughout the North American hemisphere, and then also looking to reach out to Europe and South America by the end of this year to start testing in those markets as well.
All right, well, thank you, Alan. And for those listeners who may have just heard halfway through We are talking about Precision Planting's new technologies to help better target weeds when spraying. Again, everybody, for those listening, that was Alan Huber. He works at Precision Planting and spraying technology leads at Precision Planting. Again, this has been Jensen here on KFRM 550 AM.